You're tuned in to Rise with the Best, a six-part podcast series where we speak with voices from Taylor's University, students, alumni, professors, and deans about the way that they're reimagining the higher education landscape here in Malaysia. University life is the next big step for students, and it's a time in life that can help dictate and shape who you are, what you do, and how you see the world around you. I'm Christine Wong, and in this second episode, I'm joined by Josephine Tan, Campus Director of Taylor's College. We're going to be discussing Taylor's University as a whole, their story in education, their modern approach to education, and how that helps students. So Josephine, thanks so much for coming by today. First of all, Taylor's College has been around for a long time. Could you tell us a bit about where the college came from and where it's headed?
Well, Taylor's College has been around, like you say, for a long time. And to understand the history of it, we need to go back to as far as 1920, when the George Archibald Taylor set up a coaching college called George Taylor and Staff in Melbourne, Australia. Upon realizing that many of our Malaysian students enroll into his college, he and his son, George Layton Taylor, then established Taylor's College in Malaysia in 1969. Mm. And the first branch campus was set up in Jalan Pantai, if you are aware of that place, which enabled Malaysian students to matriculate within the country. And back then, the Victorian High School Certificate Program was the only program that was offered. Mm-hmm. And today, I'm happy to share with you that we are already at 52 years old.
Wow.
All right, and we've been contributing to the Malaysian education landscape for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we pioneered the South Australian Matriculation, SAM, in short, but today it's now called the SAES, stands for South Australian Certifications of Education. Mm-hmm. So that was established in 1982, and the Canadian Pre-University Program in Malaysia in 1983. Mm-hmm. We also pioneered the first twinning program in Malaysia with the agreement signed with RMIT on the 23rd of February, in 1987. Mm-hmm. Since our establishment till now, Taylor's has had over 100,000 graduates walk through our doors, and many have gone on to study at Cambridge, Oxford, Harvard, Melbourne University, to name a few.
Wow.
Our alumni have made their mark in many facets of society, and among them, they are like Lim Guan Eng, mm-hmm. Hannah Yeo, Fahmi Fazil, Deborah Henry, and Johnson Weed, who is the founder of Epic Homes.
Okay.
Okay, and in fact, it is not unusual to meet a Taylor's College graduate in the industry. And I'm sure some of you may have met some of them.
Yeah.
And quite a number of them have also came back to Malaysia to work in various sectors of the industries.
Hmm, that's nice.
Yeah, and some of them are also with us. They know how to give back to the alma mater.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And it's been an incredible journey, I must say, that many people would remember the various campus locations we had, notably the SS15 campus after we moved from Jalan Pantai. And finally, in order to take advantage of the sprawling campus grounds and the top-notch facilities of Taylor's University, we moved to the Lakeside campus in 2018. Mm-hmm. And now, not only do the college students enjoy the lakeside scenery and the docks, but they can access facilities such as a fantastic library, studios, labs, culinary kitchens, a trading room with Bloomberg terminals, and also our TV studio come with an experimental theatre, mm-hmm. and many more. So our college students have the opportunity to collaborate and be involved with university student level in clubs and societies, and also get a chance to expose to university level kind of projects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and being in the same vicinity as the Taylor's University means that the college is also part of a unique ecosystem that ensures our graduates are future ready.
That's amazing to hear. And I think you mentioned Jalan Pantai, and I have to admit, I've never heard of Jalan Pantai before. But, you know, it's really great to hear the journey that Taylor's has had. And, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that you guys have been able to be so successful for 52 years is so amazing. Now, mm-hmm. You also mentioned an ecosystem. Can you elaborate a bit further on that point?
Well, we call this system Taylor's Sphere. It emphasizes the three intelligences of intellect, practical wisdom, and craft. What this means is that every type of a learner has a place in Taylor's. You could be academically inclined or street smart, or some of us are rather very good with our hands. And we believe that these are different strengths that are also type of intelligence.
Mm.
And the future is shaped by people who know where their passion lies, has the determination to achieve their goals and play to their strengths. So we want to enable students to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
In the Taylor's Sphere ecosystem, students are not just acquiring intellectual knowledge, but also will undergo life skills training by certified professionals. They also have been given the opportunity to realize their entrepreneurial dreams and receive guidance with ideation, prototyping, funding and product commercializations under the mentorships of Taylor's Mareka Makerspace. In short, it's called TMM.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we also have a BizPort as well as research and enterprise
mm-hmm.
that will help to support the students' journey of learning.
Right, I see. I mean, tell me about, you know, one of the people that was involved with TMM then.
I recall one of our students called Jason Lo Iskandar.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was with us in our foundation programs, and he has actually had a business idea to sell no-tie shoe laces
mm-hmm.
Kind of shoe, but he encountered numerous hurdles and didn't quite know how to build his product or his brand. And he was then coached by BizPort on his business strategy and was able to do things like laser engraving and his products in Taylor's Mareka Makerspace. And now his business is taking off. And he did all this for free.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And another exciting project that we have just recently churned out from the Taylor's Mareka Makerspace is a Darky project, which I am proud to share with you, where some of our foundation students as well as degree students in computing programs, and they join hands together to develop a mini desktop or what we call a mini padlets to donate to the B40 communities in order to enable these B40 children to access online learning resources. And it just costs less than $500 per unit.
Wow.
And so right now we are running the fundraising project to rally everyone together in Malaysia, if possible, to raise enough of a fund to develop more units. Our target is about 100K,
mm-hmm.
So that we'll be able to enable many more students in this category B40
mm-hmm.
to be able to have their learning continuity. As you know, that after the impact from the COVID-19, a lot of schools are going into a hybrid model
yes.
in terms of delivery of their teaching and learning.
Mm-hmm.
So it is inevitable that the students need to receive some of their materials or teaching materials through the e-based learning channel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in order to enable them, you know, to be able to have the so-called opportunity to, like, same opportunity like those who are able to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to reach out to these needy children.
Right. I mean, basically, you guys are leveling the playing field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Digitalization has been a massive, massive effect of the pandemic. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's really important that I think we come to terms with the fact that technology and Wi-Fi and the internet, they're all utilities now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're no longer yeah. privileges for a very niche community anymore. You need mm-hmm. that to stay in contact, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, what you feel this says about the results that you can see from these programs available at Taylor's.
Well, I would say that having the Taylor's College to move to the Lakeside campus together with the university students is really a very good move that we have taken
mm-hmm.
because the results that we saw is that it enabled our college students to really benefit from the collaborations with the university students and being part of the real-world solutions in the first place. And we feel really excited about it in these directions because we are able to give students a head start in life and also a head start in industry by providing them a safe environment to discover themselves. Students need to have a safe environment to explore their talents further. Yeah? And I think what's important for students in their college years is that they must have flexibility and options and have the environment that will encourage them to discover more about their own strength as well as even weaknesses
mm.
and think about how else or what else they can do to fill the gap or, you know, strengthen their own weaknesses. Having self-awareness is very important to start with, yeah, before they can become more intentional learner. So because sometimes at age 18 or 17, students may not know exactly what they truly want in life. So being there to facilitate them will help them along their journey of discovery. So if you are able to be in a place where you can explore many different things, you're able to decide better when it comes to choosing your degree or choosing your career pathways.
I see. If I may ask you a slightly more personal question, right? Uh-huh. You mentioned the three intelligences of intellect, practical wisdom, and craft. Which one would do you think is your main strength?
Myself?
Yourself.
So not all of us having just one out of the three. Mm-hmm. Some of us may have combinations of it. Yeah. So mm-hmm. it is good to be given the opportunity to discover more about yourself. Some of us may have more academically inclined, while also quite good with our hands. Mm. As for myself, I have a combination of both.
Nice. I have to admit that I am absolutely terrible at anything involving my hands and crafting. So nice to know that there can be a mix of multiple things, which actually brings me to my next point. Mm. You mentioned, you know, that it's really important for students to have flexibility and options to mm-hmm. figure out, you know, what they're really good at. And also, as you mentioned, what their weaknesses may lie in as well. Mm-hmm. And that all involves having the flexibility to explore. Mm. So can you tell me a little bit about how Taylor's College provides some of these options to students?
Okay. So, like you mentioned, you asked me about myself. So, being aware of our own self as educator, that some of us may have certain strength or even combinations of the strength. So, we realize that likewise for learners like students also need to have the right environment to discover about what kind of strength they have. So, with that, we don't limit our programs to just only academic kind of programs alone, but we provide two main pathways. One is the academic pathway, mm-hmm. and another one is the professional oriented kind of pathway.
All right.
So basically for the academic pathway, we have programs like the typical pre-university studies like the Cambridge A-levels, the South Australian Certificate of Education, which in the past called SAM, right. South Australian Matriculation. We also have the diploma programs, yeah. And for even just for the foundation programs, we have eight types of foundation programs. Mm-hmm. We have the typical generic foundation programs like foundation in arts and foundation in science. But we have six other specific foundation programs that can tailor according to the specific choice of field that they intended to pursue later on when they go on to their degree. Mm-hmm. They are like, for instance, foundation in communication, mm-hmm. foundation in computing, foundation in business, foundation in engineering, foundation in natural beauty and environment. So, yeah, these are the six. So on top of that, these are the so-called the typical academic pathway.
Right.
We also have the professional-oriented kind of program for the SPM O-level graduates. So they are like, for instance, ACCA, MIPA, CAN-NS, and also the foundation in accounting. Yeah, the latest one we have from ACCA. Mm. So these are typically for those that who find that they are interested to be more focused in the specific field, to be more professional oriented,
right?
Strong in industry oriented kind of programs. So these are the kind of pathway that they can consider.
And that's underneath the School of Professional Studies, right? The
right.
ACCA and the MICPA-CAANZ?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. If, let's say, a student, you know, feels like, let's say, their assessment style is not really being... it doesn't really fit the traditional form, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what can they do about that?
Okay, well, let's start with the foundation program. Mm-hmm. Even just the academic pathway itself, we are also pretty much aware of this. And that's the reason why that we don't design the assessments with just only strictly exam-oriented alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our own homegrown foundation programs, we have catered for, you know, a certain percentage for the exam-oriented portion, while we also have the continuous assessment where we assess their practical skills. Okay, so it varies from different level. For instance, like first semester may be more theoretical-based. Mm-hmm. As they move on to higher level, then it will become more practical-oriented.
Right.
And so assessment will focus on their skills. And even for the external programs like the A-level and the essays, we will advise if you are more exam-oriented, then perhaps Cambridge A-level would be the best choice. But mm-hmm. if you think that, you know, you are pretty good also in the writing and you enjoy coursework, then perhaps the South Australian Matriculation would be a better choice.
All right, interesting.
Because that one is not fully exam-oriented. That is 70% on continuous assessment, while 30% only on exam.
Wow, but I wish I had that
choice.
It doesn't mean that
it's easier. It's also quite challenging, but it assesses you according to your strength.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And, you know, there's another element of flexibility in terms of even where you can study, right? In terms of, do you have a transferring or partnership program as well?
Oh, yes, we have. We have a long list of partnership. We have about 200 articulation partner universities over 30 plus countries around the world. And so students have a spectrum of choices to choose to articulate or to do their exchange programs in these choices that we offer.
And of course, you know, we have to address the flexibility provided by online learning as well, right? So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. Actually, for Taylor's College as well as even Taylor's University, before the pandemic happened, we already started this so-called blended learning 8 years ago. And I think with last year's challenge as a result from the pandemic, it sort of like has, in a way, helped to, you know, expedite the adoptions of the online learning. And we already have proven track record in the past 8 years because we do conduct survey to get feedback from students from time to time. And as I mentioned, with the last year's challenge, it has, enabled us to even translate more of the material into to the extent that we have no choice but become 100%. Because in the past, we have like up to 50% and 60% online materials. And it has been a success for us because our lecturers are already well equipped with the skill, and our facilities are also well equipped with the necessary platform for students to have learning continuity in spite of such a situation. And I must say that our team were really, really committed, and so it was really because of their commitment and their diligence in doing a good job. So we saw students continue to perform really well.
And this also includes not just the academic portion, right, of Taylor's and the university or college student experience. It's also in terms of the extracurricular activities as well, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so you also mentioned earlier that Taylor's College has a School of Professional Studies, which we also covered in our first episode of this podcast series as well. And obviously, many colleges provide pre-university programs, but can you tell us a little bit more about that specific school?
Okay, well, for School of Professional Studies was established with the intention to, like I said, we understood very well that every learner has different strengths. Some of us are more academically inclined, while some of us are not. So professional studies is then offered for catering to this different type of learner with different kind of intelligence to enable them to explore their talents further and excel in this area because it fit them really well. And on top of that, also for professional studies, it cater not only for students, but it also cater for working adults. Because some of the working adults may not be as fortunate as some of the other students who could immediately embark on their so-called higher tertiary educations right after their O-level or SPM. So they have to end up going out to work. But with this opportunity now that will be provided for them, so while you're at work, you still can continue your studies, no matter how old you are, as long as that you have the will that we are already given the opportunity so they can acquire qualifications in professional studies while at work.
Fantastic. Yes. What are some of the courses that are available at this School of Professional Studies?
We have ACCA. We also have the Foundation in Accountancy. This is the for the right after SPM O level. But for those who are working members, if already have a degree in business-related degree, they can still have another qualifications in the professional studies in order to be regarded as a certified, say, accountants. So they can also take on some of the modules because they are given, if they have a degree, they are given 9 papers exemption from ACCA. And they just have to do another final part of the 4 more higher level of modules. Then they will get these qualifications and be a certified accountant.
Right, interesting. And there are also some short courses as well that are available that are more, I guess, tech-based or data-based as well, right?
Yes. With the availability of the technology right now, we understand that it's inevitable for the working adults to upskill themselves, you know, in order to make sure that they are not just only current, but they are able to acquire the necessary skill to meet the industry's needs. So courses like Oracle, Java, or using platforms like Salesforce. These are very useful skills and knowledge for them to acquire to enable them to function to their best while at work.
Mm-hmm. Those sound like really, really useful courses. I mean, especially the programming skills as well. That is a massive, massive boon for hireability nowadays as well. Now, I think I want to finish up with something a little bit more personal again. What do you feel is something that you cherish personally about being in Taylor's College?
I would say it's the people, because the Taylor's community is what makes us special and unique. And the people is what I hold closest to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual, I have gone through also a journey, you know, in life myself, and I see people as an asset. You may have the best facilities, you may have the best equipment or even places,
right.
But if you don't have the people to turn everything into life and make meaning out of it, it's meaningless.
Mm.
All right, it is the people who make things work. It is the people who actually help you to realize your plan. And so I will deem them as number one asset of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of our academics have been with, say, Taylor's College for at least five or more, some of them even more than 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And they are really dedicated, not just to their jobs, but also to their students.
Mm.
And we are, particularly in education sector, we are dealing with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially people who transiting from one phase of life to another phase. So when you are dealing with people, it's not a machine. They are people with feelings. Yeah. So if today the machine is down, it will just take someone who have the skills and knowledge to just repair it, and
right.
it will just take days, weeks, or months. But for people, it's a rather complex machine. It's not so easy to solve.
It sounds like you guys have a really strong sense of community at Taylor's.
Right, yes. So it takes one heart to understand another heart in order to reach out and engage meaningfully.
Mm.
All right, because you have to handle it with care, with real genuine heart, in order to be able to, you know, help the other person to open up his or her heart to you and be willing to even expose herself or himself to let you know not just only his or her strength, but also weaknesses. Then only we can come into the person's life and help the person to walk in a better manner, and so that to see the person how far he or she can go and grow,
right.
and to become more wholesome and hopefully become a productive leader of tomorrow.
I mean, it sounds like that really reflects in even some of the alumni that we mentioned earlier in today's chat. You know, people like Hannah Yeo, obviously, who is a Segambut MP, and Johnson Oi, you know, building homes from Ong Asli. And, you know, I think that that really reflects in the fact that they've had such a strong foundation and strong community at Taylor's.
Yeah. I recall even the most recent alumni like Kuburan. This is one of my A-level students. At the moment right now, he's reading law in Oxford University.
Wow.
When he was admitted to Taylor's College, and in fact, he told our mathematics lecturer that he's not so good at math because he failed. He didn't do that well in math while in SPM. But he came to us and he met an inspirational further math lecturer who made him fall in love in math.
Wow.
Right. And so he became in love with mathematics and he excelled in it and he got an A.
Wow. That's fantastic.
So we were so proud of that. I mean, so to see a person who progressed from one point to another point, that really made us feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We rejoice together with his success.
So obviously Taylor's College has a really strong sense of community. It's got a really strong sense of, you know, working with each other and wanting to help each other succeed. Naturally, because you are an academic institution, could you tell me a little bit about how that's reflected in the results that your students have achieved?
Oh, for instance, like last year, I'm proud to share with you, not only did 100% of our A-level students pass their examination, but 45% of them scored 3 A's and above. And additionally, 79% of students who took the further mathematics paper score an A. And for our SAIS International program, our students consistently received awards. And last year, our students won 11 out of 14 high subject achiever awards given to Malaysian students. So I must say that this really is a place for every type of learner. Okay, not just only, as I just mentioned, that they score well in their academic performance, but like I mentioned just now, that for the real world solutions, they too have proven themselves able to show their talents in other areas. Some of them are good with hands. And that's why the Dark Kid project is one exciting project coming up.
Well, thank you very much, Josephine, for speaking to me all about Taylor's College today.
Really
appreciated having this conversation with you. That was Josephine Tan of Taylor's College, and that was the second episode of this series where we spoke about Taylor's College as a whole experience, how they provide options and flexibility to their students as well as the School of Professional Studies, and a little bit about Taylor's Merica Makerspace as well. If you're interested to find out more about the programs at Taylor's College, you can go ahead and register for the Taylor's College Open Day happening on the 10th of April 2021 and visit their website at bit.ly/Taylor's College DOD. This is Christine Wong for BFM 89.9.